What's up, everybody? Nathan Lotte here with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. And in this video, I'm going to talk about how do you choose a name for your business? One of the most important things you can do is choose a name for your business. You don't want to do this too hastily, and you really don't want to rush this process. Choosing your name for your business is really going to define people's perception of your business before they learn anything about it. The name is the first thing people are going to hear, and also is the first thing on how they will create a picture of what your business does in their mind. So you want to take the time to do it right. When I first started my business, I pretty much had everything completed. I knew the business plan of what I wanted to do. I knew the service of what I wanted to offer. I had certain things in place. I filled out all the paperwork. The last thing was, what was the name of my business? I knew if I wanted to formalize my business and make it official on the paperwork, one of the first things it asked you is, what is your business name? So I thought about this for weeks on end, and I really couldn't come up with a name. But it wasn't until I sat down and saw what makes a good name that I was able to settle on the name I came up for my business. So the same methods that I use to kind of weigh through what is the best option for me, I want to share that with you. So here are five quick ways you can identify the name of your business. The first naming principle is to be straightforward. Think about names that are direct and to the point. And when you hear them, it defines what the business is. So for example, for me, I was trying to do web design. Maybe I want to do Nathan Alote Web Design or Nathan Alote Design. Names that are simple like that are easy, straightforward, and to the point. But also, once you hear them, you already know what the business is about. There's a place in Houston that's pretty good. They serve Chicago-style deep dish pizza. It's called Chicago Italian Beef and Pizza. So there's no mystery about what the business offers. They obviously offer Chicago-style pizza. If you really can't think of a name of what to come up with or a creative name, then just be simple and straight to the point. Many people don't realize this, but when Apple started, they started in 1977 and their name was Apple Computer. There's no mystery about what they did. They made computers. But Apple transitioned later on and dropped the computer and just became Apple because they made many different products. You can do the same thing. So even if you start out with a straightforward name, you can always change and refine this name later on. The second naming principle is to choose a name that invokes curiosity. You want to choose a name in which people hear, and then the mystery of the name really invokes them to try to find out more about what is going on or what's happening with the business itself. You've seen this in action and you see this in play. And in more recent times, it seems to be more popular. For example, there's a couple of services like Meerkat and Periscope. Just hearing the name tells you nothing about the service or what the business does, but it makes you want to find out more. What is Meerkat all about? What is Periscope all about? And then you find out a little more about the business, but it really was the curiosity behind the name that led you to do that. The same logic is used with companies like Yahoo and Google. You hear the name, sounds funny, but it makes you a little curious to find out what does this company actually do, and you can use that as a marketing tool. A great bonus to choosing a name that invokes curiosity is more than likely it's going to be unique. It's going to be something that doesn't even have to be a real word, but it's something that people hear and it's unique to you and your business, and more than likely it's available across different social media channels. The third naming principle is to choose a name that is purposeful, a name that has a purpose behind it, whether people that hear it recognize that or not. A great example of this is the company Nike. Now, Nike makes shoes, sports apparel, and they've gotten into many other things now, even sports equipment. But at their inception, the main thing was, you know, sports apparel and making those things that accompany athletes. Now, Nike in Greek mythology represents the goddess of victory. That aligns with the company's values and what they were all about and the direction they wanted to go towards. They wanted to make sports equipment and sports apparel that help athletes be victorious. So the name just coincided perfectly with the offering they wanted to have in the future. So if you're thinking about a name, you know, you may want to go the purposeful route. Think about the elements of your business, what your business does, your value system, and think of a name that even if it's not directly related, maybe there's a word or maybe there's a story or maybe there's a book with a name, something. Maybe there's a character on TV, who knows? But you want to choose a purposeful name in which when people hear the name, they may not fully understand it, but it aligns with the goals of your business. The fourth naming principle is to choose a name that has a story behind it. Everybody loves a good story, and if you're great at telling stories, it'll do the marketing for you. So a great example of a company who does this well is Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a play on words, but also they want to give you food that helps the whole person. You know, they align with going green and healthier living and organic, right? Those are the things that you hear or you think of when you hear of Whole Foods. But the best thing about them is they're the epitome of telling a great story. They do a great job of conveying all of the farmers and all of the people that came together that are committed to being organic, committed to being natural, and committed to helping you live a healthier life. You see that when you walk in the store. So they do a great job of telling the story. And if your name helps you tell that story better, you pretty much got a winner. The fifth naming principle is something that companies have been doing for years and remains popular today. And that is to take two names or two words and simply put them together. This has the benefit of invoking curiosity, but also tells people what it is that you do if you choose the right words. So an example of this is a service called PodClear. PodClear is all about recording podcasts with crystal clear audio. And what they did is they took, you know, crystal clear, they took, you know, podcast and put it together to form the name PodClear. So just upon hearing the name, you might have an idea of what they already do. And you're like, okay, PodClear, what is that? So it has the benefit of curiosity, but it also has the benefit of a hint at what the company or service actually does. Overall, I would say a name of your business is very important. And it is something that you don't want to do hastily and you want to take your time, but don't spend too much time on it. You don't want to get caught up thinking about a name for months and months, weeks and weeks. You know, take some time, think about certain names that you like. You're going to have to check to see if they are available. And there's different ways you can do that online or do a quick Google search to find that out. On the flip side of things, don't think that if you choose a name now, you can never change it. Companies are always rebranding, reinventing themselves, getting acquired, getting bought out, merging together. They're always doing things like that. So don't think that if you choose a name today, that you can never change it or you can never refine it and make it better. If you do decide to change your name in the future, just do a great job of telling the story as to why you are changing your name, and you'll be respected for that. As long as you're upfront and honest about the name or a name change, that's perfectly fine and nobody will have a problem with it. Thank you for taking the time to check out this video about five naming principles on how to choose a business name. As always, take the time to subscribe so you can get more videos like this one. But also, if you can, take the time to leave me a review on iTunes. If you want, leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. I'll definitely accept that. But no, if you would, I would definitely appreciate it just so I can continue to hear from the audience and make more videos like these. As always, as well, feel free to ask me a question on Twitter with hashtag freelancejumpstart. I'll take the question and even feature it on the show. But as an added bonus, I know choosing a business name can be something that is delicate and, you know, not as straightforward and as easy as it may seem. So I have created some worksheets, some free downloadable worksheets that you can go through, and you can even see that the services that are online, so you can check to see if certain names are available and kind of work through the best name for your business. So go to the show notes for this episode and you will find a link to all that so you can make sure you're taken care of and you can choose the best name for your business. So as always, I will catch you in the next video. See you.